And now you're talking about options in the first line setting?
Yes. So one of the biggest controversies or options we have in first line is, of course, the choice of chemotherapy between FOLFIRI and FOLFOX. And I think in the general community and even in countries, these are replaceable in form of efficacy and the extent of toxicity. The most thoughts are put in that maybe oxaliplatin has more neurotoxicity and should be considered or kind of balanced based on potentially physical or occupational history of the patient and comorbidities, but not necessary for efficacy. So our approach from that was, you know, there are significant differences. Patients, some of them will respond very well to FOLFIRI and others very well to FOLFOX. And we have established over the last couple of years a molecular signature. We know with certain genes, FOLFOX will not work and FOLFIRI has a higher chance. So we explained that to the patient and saying, this is not an accepted standard, but from our experience, we think we have a higher probability to assign you to a treatment which is more likely to be beneficial. So we did actually the testing for two genes which predict sensitivity to 5-FU and oxaliplatin. And one of these genes is actually tested prospectively and validated in patients with non-small cell lung cancer. And this gene is called ESCC1, a DNA repair gene.
They talk a lot about that in the adjuvant setting. That's where I've seen that, non-small cell.
Right. And this is coming more and more. I think one of the major issues in developing this marker is, of course, the technology, how this marker is being developed, by what method. Is it PCR? Is it immunohistochemistry? Is it with laser microdissection and so on? So it takes usually years to really validate and establish a biomarker. But we know if the level is high, platinum-based chemotherapy will be unlikely to be of any benefit. And actually, data show these patients may benefit more from irinotecan. So we tested her, and her genes were actually off the hook. The TS and ESCC1 were so high that I knew that oxaliplatin would be very unlikely to be of any benefit for this patient. Now, in most circumstances in the United States, most oncologists would have given FOLFOX Avastin, as it has been the most used combination regimen in the United States. That's not necessarily true in many European countries. So we choose FOLFIRI because she had high levels of TS and ESCC1.